There are some victories that are just sweeter than others.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, so welcome to the Highbury Squad North London Derby post-game show. We did a pre-game show where everyone was wondering where all of our happy pills came from. But I'd like to start off the show by giving a round of applause to my podcast brother and sister for predicting 2-1 to the Arsenal.
But, well done, wow, PG. Kev. Well done.
Well done, Kev.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've stuck by that prediction since Thursday night, haven't we?
Made it on Thursday, had many opportunities to change it and did not. I went for a 2-2. I'm so happy. I couldn't be happier to be wrong. What a game. What an unbelievable North London derby. Where do we begin?
Why don't we begin at the start?
Let's begin where we left off. We were all afraid that if we lost this game, it would come back to bite Arteta in the arse regarding Aubameyang. It did not. And I have to say, I didn't even think that he would use him as a sub, because I think Arteta's going to, you know, hone in his point and stick to his principle.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for that, PG, because it's not the narrative. The narrative should be about how this Arsenal team played against this supposed media darling of a Spurs team that continue somehow to get away with things.
I don't even know what to say. I actually don't know what to say. All I'm going to say is we beat the scum 2-1. I feel like I'm at the Emirates. Listen, it's not about Aubameyang. Arteta has played, I can't tell you, he's played everything right. I said at the beginning when the team came out, I was really happy with everything. Normally there's one or two players I'm not sure on, but he was spot on. I think we should just start with the players' ratings.
Okay, let's do that, because then we'll evolve into talking about the game. All right, and then when you start getting quotes from Arteta, then let us know. I know Lacazette spoke, KC and I, he was playing it just before we came on, and he was talking about how important it was to win today. Mm-hmm. So let's start with Leno. I think he could have made a cup of tea, had some scones, then had a little bit of ham pickle. What's that, Granston's?
Branson pickle and pickle lily.
Yeah,
or pickle lily. Whichever one he wanted, he could have.
Whichever one he wanted, cup of tea, complete up until they went down to 10 men, to be honest with you. The free kick, he got troubled a little bit, towards the end of the game. But other than that, not really.
And you know what? Did you notice? Remember I said to you before the game about there'll be no messing around at the back?
Yes.
Did you notice there was no messing around?
Long balls,
there was no messing around at the back, because they know Spurs were going to set for them. Yes. So well done, Leno. I'll give him a 7.
Oh, okay. Every player's getting a 10 off me.
No, come on.
Leno.
Listen, it's your choice. It's your
choice.
If you want.
I don't know why he's only got a 7. I thought he did really well.
No, we didn't have anything to do. That's why he gets a 7.
He's having tea at the Ritz.
I mean, he did. I mean, true, actually. Gabriel saved us. I'm going to give Leno an 8, because I criticised him the last couple of games. He didn't do anything stupid. He didn't put our players under pressure. He kicked the ball long when he needed to. He's getting an 8 for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was saved by the post and Gabriel at the end of the game. But he was untroubled for most of it. And I think that's a credit to the other players we're going to talk about in just a second. So, yeah, he gets a 7. Right, let's move on to my Cedric.
He was excellent. He was excellent today. I thought he was excellent.
Yeah,
and you know what? He had his hands full with Son. Mm-hmm. Obviously, then Son went off. And he's picking up Lamella at times, and Moura's come over, and I thought he done well. Then Moura switches wings and goes on to Tierney, but I thought they done excellent. I'll give Cedric an 8 today.
Yeah,
I thought that he was going to be the one that was going to let me down slightly. I wanted him to play, but he didn't, not one bit. And I'm going for an 8, and I feel that he earns that place. I don't want Bellerin back. And you know, that's no disrespect to Bellerin, because as a human, he's A1. But Cedric gives us something different to Bellerin, and we need him to start. Now, he's getting an 8 for me. Very pleased with his performance.
Yeah. What I like about Cedric is he comes with a lot of experience. He's been around world-class players at international level, played for years in the Premier League, brings a stability to our back line, can cross the ball a lot better, isn't afraid to hold on to the ball in the right moments at the right time. And defensively, he's just superior to Bellerin. So
nearly scored as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he nearly scored. Just really safe. And I'm going to give him an 8. I thought he was great. Let's go to David Luiz.
David Luiz, for me, didn't put a foot wrong. I thought he was excellent today. I really did. I thought the partnership with... Listen, when you don't see Harry Kane until the last knockings of the game, the two centre-backs have done fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give David Luiz an 8 as well, because I thought he was very good.
PG, I'll just jump in here, because for me, it felt the same way when we played Jamie Vardy. There's certain players in the league that when you silence and you have in your back pocket, it is really a testament to those players who are playing at the back. And we did that to Jamie Vardy when we played Leicester, and we performed our second best performance, I think, this season now, because I think this was our best performance of the entire season. And I will give Gab, I'm going to do my comp. David Luiz combo. Gets a nine, and Gabriel gets a 9 as well.
Okay. So for me,
You can lead into Gabriel from
Okay. So Gabriel, I would probably say 9.5. And I would probably give, 9.25, and I'd probably give Luiz 8.75. I thought they were superb. And I've got a WhatsApp chat with work now, okay? And as I said, 4 of us are Arsenal, 2 are Tottenham. So it's been going the whole time. And they were comparing, I think, Lamella to Luiz with the mistakes. And I said the same thing. He's a leader. When he doesn't fuck up and make that stupid error that he does regularly, he is... I'd have him in the team, definitely. 100%.
He's solid when he don't. Yeah.
He's a leader. He's exactly what we need. He's got experience as well. And he's seen and done it all. It's just when he does that stupidness. He reminds me of that Bruce Grobbelaar, you know, the calamity. Yeah. So for me, I'd have him in. I keep saying for me, but obviously for me. And I said it in the group as well. I say it again. He is brilliant at what he does when he's not stupid. 8.75. Gabriel fucking saved us with that header, and he was solid, and I love him in defence as well. He gets 9.25.
Kev, it seemed like Gabriel was really back to that player that we fell in love with early on in his Arsenal career, and of course he's had some health challenges in this COVID time.
Yeah.
Sensational today. Like,
so, you know, him and obviously it's a partnership, I know that, but with Gabriel, let me tell you, nobody wants to test him on the run, because you're not beating him. He's quick, he's big, he's aggressive. And that Harry Kane, where was Harry Kane today until the last knock-ins, where they had to throw everything at it? I just think Gabriel was really outstanding, and I'll give him 9.
Yeah. You know what I love is that for so long we hear about Mourinho and how he approaches the game and Tottenham's defense and everything that they've been lauded about, but really they've been a lot weaker defensively this season, but so have we. But today, I mean, we really underlined that improvement that we've seen under Arteta in so many ways. And a lot of that is also led by a young player called Tierney, who... We should send Celtic some extra cash and maybe Atletico Madrid too, because if there's two players we stole...
Send them a hamper. Send them me to hamper. Yeah.
If there's two players we absolutely stole from under their noses. Oh, what a deal. Kieran Tierney. That overlapping today. Kev, why don't you start with Tierney? Because the overlapping was...
Listen, not only is a defender, he's actually one of our best attackers.
He's one of our own.
He's one of our best attackers, isn't he? You know, he's unbelievable. I'll give Tierney a 9. I thought he was brilliant down the left, and his energy is brilliant. His energy going up and down that left, And you know, when he, for the first goal, to pick Odegaard out after he beat Doherty wide, absolutely sensational. Again, another assist, and I'll give him a 9 for sure.
Yeah. PG, there's 472 joining us in live chat right now, post-game, North London derby. What a win. Kieran Tierney, I mean, you just love to see it, don't you?
Just love. I'm speechless. I'm going 9.5, just like that fan said as well. I am in love.
I love that comment, you guys.
Roberto Carlos idolizes Tierney. Love that. Love that, Alex.
Brilliant. Love that. A bit Carlos. He is just a phenomenal, phenomenal steal from Celtic. A fantastic left back. And he whipped balls in. I said in the group, didn't I? He keeps whipping these balls in and no one's there in the first half. He did not stop. The energy was just immense. We cannot do without him. I just love him. He gets a 9.5 for that performance. And what I love about him as well, with his experience, I mean, he's played Celtic Rangers. You know, he knows it. He knows what Arsenal Tottenham
is. He's played in the Champions League as well.
Yeah, yeah, he knows. I actually agree with Marlon, and I don't normally go over the top like that. I do think he's the best left back in the league. I absolutely do. You keep that boy fit. We need to keep him fit. Because, on it, yeah, I do love him. I do. But I love all of them. I love them all today, even the ground staff today. I love everybody today. But we've loved – you cannot – I don't know anyone anywhere that would slate Kieran Tierney for anything. So he gets a 9.5 for me. If it had scored, he'd have got a 10.
If they did, I would get the samurai sword out pretty damn fast, people.
Slicing tonight.
Absolutely. I can't remember if I gave him a mark, but it's 9.5. No, yeah, he was brilliant. All right, let's move to Thomas Partey.
Finished the 90 minutes. I thought he was good. Obviously, he messed up a couple of times, but do you know what? Anything in and around our box, not only does he clean it up, he's so neat and tidy on the ball. And I don't know if you noticed, his link-up play with Odegaard was first class. Just to play in between the lines, get it between them so Spurs couldn't bank up on us. Absolutely brilliant. I'd give Thomas Partey an 8 today.
Our squaddies aren't agreeing as much. Good evening to 500 plus of you in live chat.
They don't need to agree with me. It's my opinion.
I'm just reporting. Right. I'm reporting from the squaddy central.
I don't care what they say. It's squaddy central.
Well, I'm sort of a bit 7.5 on Thomas Partey. I said to Carl, he's not had a great game, but again, he's been unfit, and he's just starting to get. But there were. I think what I was trying to say when I was nodding at you, Kev, he was good at parts. There was definitely excellent at parts. And then his shooting is terrible, that's for sure. It reminds me of John Jensen when he shoots. But there was parts where I just thought, Partey, why? You know, but then I do feel the last 15 minutes he was a bit dodge. But he gets a 7.5.
The whole team was in the last 15.
Well, no.
Let's have it right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we were all over the place the last 15.
Hold on, this is please allow her to finish her remarks.
Ooh, I just feel, there we go. That's what I'm trying to say. That was the word, faded the last 15 minutes. And I think if we could have afforded a sub, which we didn't have, then I think he would have come off. But, and that's true as well, that is the reason that we stopped them was partly Partey. So 7.5 for me. He wasn't crap. No, John Jensen. Well, he can't shoot. Honestly, every time he shoots,
I'm not sure he's that bad, but hopefully he won't be that bad. Isn't it funny that a player is such quality that even when they have a decent game, we're kind of criticizing or expecting them levels. To have another gear. Yeah. And levels, he's such a good player and there's so much expectation
we're
when it
expecting.
Comes to
quality. Yeah,
but
the levels.
Even though... You know, there's a reason why Leno didn't have much to do and David Luiz and Gabriel also had good games. And I would say that one of the players who was ripped 2 weeks ago, Xhaka, actually helped Partey today, has had that extra engine and energy, positionally helped out really positively this week. And Partey just had to do his job because, to be honest with you, they dominated Spurs in that area, mm-hmm. and that helped the team be able to perform in every other area. So, you know, it's interesting that he's still not at his best, yet he still, for me, had a really solid game. So for me, he gets a 7.
And I would also like to say that we beat Mourinho.
Yeah.
Let's move. I was saving that for the end.
Yeah, the end with the manager.
No, but I keep getting like waves of happiness.
Yeah.
Let's roll on to Xhaka because, you know, he has had the up and down. He did get the armband, didn't he?
I thought it was Laka.
No, but Laka did get the armband. But then
Laka when Laka went off,
Bellerin wasn't on. Neither was Aubameyang. So I think the armband went to Xhaka. The squaddies can correct me if I'm wrong, but that also says a lot. About, I know there were some links to Everton and the rumour mill was started about Xhaka's future, Kevin, but he had a really, really good game today. Credit where it's due.
Yeah, I thought he was really solid. Put his foot in when needed. Done nothing stupid, which is really important for him playing well, because I think once he starts making mistakes, I think his head goes down a little bit. Yeah, I thought it was good. I'll give Xhaka 7.5 today. I thought it was good.
And I like this from MK, 8.5 because he got the better of Lamella and held his call. And he had been booked too, so that's a really good point. PG, what's your take before we get to some quotes? What's your take on Xhaka Tak?
I just want to just talk about Lamella because I'm going to forget. The fact that at halftime, Jamie Redknapp said Lamella's goal was the best goal he's ever seen in the Premiership.
Yeah,
I burst out laughing.
He's rose-coloured glasses.
The best goal ever in the Premiership.
Think about that.
It was a superb goal. You cannot deny that.
No one's saying it's not.
Anyway.
But Xhaka, it's not the best ever. Come on.
Do you know what? I actually felt Xhaka played quite well and was like a leader in midfield. I felt like he had some... for a start, he's played in quite a few North London derbies. And I was happy that he was picked with Partey. I'm always happy when he was with Partey. Mm. There was a couple of times he passed sideways and he didn't need to. He could have gone forward. He did go forward a couple of times. I just feel like maybe 7.5 for Xhaka or an 8. I think he might have deserved an 8, actually, because he was solid and he didn't do anything stupid. So we can't really criticise him, can we?
We controlled the midfield. You've got to give him credit. We really did not let them, you know, burst through. We were told beforehand about this is the re-emergence of Bale and it's the Madridista Bale that we have back and it's they're playing four attackers.
He doesn't even track back.
They had
Lucas Moura.
He was a snail today and he was awful in that game. But
One good pass that I saw. One.
Son, Moura, Kane and Bale, and they weren't able to penetrate us at all. We broke Son's hammy. Bale didn't get a sniff and he's apparently been in the form of his life over the last two seasons. We silenced Harry Kane, the supposed best striker in the league and after Lewandowski in Europe. That's what they say. And, you know, I hope that the Arsenal defence get credit for that because it's not an easy thing to do.
Can I just say something as well, Solf? You see our midfield, Xhaka and Partey, got pulled up quite a bit for making challenges. How many challenges does Højbjerg get away with, by the way?
And Lamella.
No, Højbjerg.
Yeah,
Højbjerg
was serial. And to be honest with you too, Kev, the other thing, the challenge of Kane on Gabriel
was a disgrace.
That was vicious. But Højbjerg was doing it consistently throughout the game. You're absolutely right. And I just don't understand how those things...
Didn't the ref say one more chance? I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, but that was after about his 15th.
Yeah, exactly.
He should have been booked by then. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I'm not sure about him, Moura, being their best player. I'm not sure they had a best player today, to be honest.
I thought Moura offered more than everyone else.
Actually thought Lamella was good for them.
Lamella was all right, but I thought Moura was a problem sometimes.
He is, Dimitri.
Let's do Martin Ødegaard.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to say it and I'm going to get lambasted. I know. But I have to stand by what I say. I've loved him since day one. I've always said he's ahead of everybody else, but forget that. He's reminding me of the Iceman. That's all I'm going to say. I know he's not Dennis Bergkamp, and Dennis Bergkamp is our hero, but there are signs that he is just as clever. So for me, Ødegaard gets 9.75 tonight.
Listen, I'm telling you now, that boy plays with an economy and a quality in his game. And he makes the hard things look so easy. He was even putting tackles in today. Could you see that? Normally he stays on his feet, but he was even going to ground and putting tackles in. I thought he was brilliant today. Got us back in the game with a goal. Obviously a little deflection, but you still have to be there.
Did you know that deflection was a Rabona? That's just the funniest thing. If you watch it, it hits Tottenham's like that, the Rabona. Go on.
So ain't no Rabona. What are you talking about, Rabona?
You've got to watch it. You'll see.
Do you think I haven't seen it? It's so funny. For God's sake.
Yeah, listen, off his foot. Like,
can we let PG finish? Can we let Kevin? Yes.
Thank you. I'm giving him the full hit. I'm giving him a 10 today. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. Honestly, I really did.
Listen, if you know or watch European football and other leagues, you see certain players. Kev's definitely covered La Liga for a while and was talking about Ødegaard when he was at Real Sociedad. He is one of those players that's smart. He's a smart footballer. Mm. He's a future-ready, forward-thinking footballer. Mm. You know, he sees the game in that virtual reality mode, you know, 360 from every single angle. Comparing him to Bergkamp, it's very early to make those kinds of assumptions. I think what he has is, without saying that, he has a quality and a touch and a finesse and a class that we haven't seen in our team for a very long time. So, you know, credit to him. He was fantastic today. Put himself in a position to get another goal. And long may it continue. I think he's added another dimension the same way when ESR came into the team and added another dimension. Saka, players now that are really making a difference to the squad, and that means a lot, as does the 600-plus people joining us in live chat.
Hey.
Celebrating Arsenal being victorious against Spurs 2-1. Who saw that coming? These two. Oh. That was their prediction. All right.
What do you give Ødegaard?
I'll give him a nine. ESR, I'm just going to stop at this. Wow. My man of the match.
And mine.
The glue, the...
Unbelievable.
The everything that connected everything. Just wonderful to watch. It was really sublime. I had fun watching Arsenal play today, and we were playing against Tottenham. Now, granted, the last 15 minutes, not so much fun. But ESR for me gets a 10. He was brilliant.
Yeah. My man of the match, a 10 as well. That's why I gave Ødegaard 9.75. He gets a 10. He was sublime. And I tweeted, that is how you manage a player. Arteta has managed him perfectly. He got tired. He rested him for a couple of games. He brings him back and look at him. Look at him. What a player we've got. What a player. His touches and his, I don't know the word I'm trying to think of, right? His thought is just brilliant. I can't wait to watch him game after game after game. And if I could, I'd give ESR an 11 because
You've done it before.
Do you know what? I'm going to give him 22 because for me, I love what
his thought,
he only did
I like
on
how
that
she's
pitch.
Describing his
he
football
tore,
brain.
He tore Tottenham's defense to pieces. Yeah, they couldn't even cope with him. Yeah. And you know what? 11.
No man, the neck broke the neck, broke the cockerel neck.
That's what he did.
What does that even mean?
Break the neck.
Yeah.
Smashed the neck, stamp on it.
That's become a new potential t-shirt. It's going to be one of the t-shirts.
Okay. It has to be Newman, doesn't it?
Actually, no, that's Kev's.
That's my shout, by the way.
These are taking it on.
Ødegaard gets a 10 for me. I gave Ødegaard a 10. Smith Rowe is man of the match, but he gets a 10 too. Because I thought both of them were brilliant. And do you remember, Sophie, you asked me, could both of them play together?
Yes.
Both of them really can play together and be effective. Very, very good. I thought, ESR caught Spurs they didn't respect him.
No, they didn't.
They know who ESR is now. The Croydon De Bruyne.
Exactly. Oh, he was. Do you know what? He was, because he'd started to fade in a couple of games because obviously he was just exhausted. But, oh, my life. And do you know what? What did we say pre-game? We have to come out firing. And we did. They parked the bus and we just got on them.
You know what makes me mad? Because you've got to get to some quotes. But what makes me mad, you guys, is some of these games we've lost because we'd be above them. And that's, I don't want to be rear view mirror, Sophie, because you know that's not my mantra. I never do that. But it is, this is where I play the what if and the but game. You know, if we'd have done that, we would have been above them. And we're a better team. We're a better team than them. We proved that today. I mean, they're poor.
They've much been better than them today.
They've played this kind of bland. Look, we've been poor. We've had some bland football matches, man, where we've sucked to watch. It'd be more exciting to watch paint dry and PG do her nails than watch Arsenal play. But they are like, unless it's the Man United game and the Leicester game, I can't remember, but oof, they're rancid.
Right, do you want me to read some out?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Someone just wants to know how to get on the pod, so I've just told them. Right, okay, sorry. So busy. Oh, yeah, no, we need that one, don't we? Right, 1 second. I've got loads here. Okay, let's start. Arteta, full credit to the players for the way we did it today. After 2.5 days playing in Europe, to come back and play with the quality, the intensity that we have, the spirit we have shown in that game was incredible. After going one down, probably the worst case scenario, playing against a team like Spurs, but we reacted with our personality and kept playing. I think we deserved the win. The last 10 minutes are probably the worst we have played. We couldn't manage the game or manage the tension. We should have done much better. That's something we have to improve. The way we have played the game, we should have won comfortably. We still have things to improve. We had some really strong performances today. Certain players stood out and you could see the energy they were displaying. When Lamella scored, football is how you react. We worked hard, lifted our game and earned the win. We are moving in the right direction. On Aubameyang, we have a way of living together of respect to the team, but he is an incredible guy, one of the most important players on the team, our captain. These things happen, we move on. We celebrate the victory. I will never tell anything that happens in the dressing room. That is private. We dedicate this win to the fans. Arteta gets a 20 for me.
Oh, we're not there yet.
Life. I love him.
Jeez. Just calm it. We're not there yet. We still got to do Lacazette. We got to do
Saka.
Saka and then the subs. Calm your jets.
Calm.
We love the enthusiasm, though. We know where you're going with that one. Right. How about if you do that one more time?
She did it again.
I came out of it and then I got to go back in.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Kev, what about Lacazette? Let's do Saka first.
I didn't think Saka had a bad game in the first half. I think he'd done all right. I hope he's not injured. That's what I hope he's not. I hope he's not carrying a knock because normally he won't come off. But, you know, I thought he'd done a fine. I'll give Saka a 7.5 in the first half. I thought he was fine. We dominated them in the first half.
Yeah. I mean, he was good. It wasn't his best game again. He's not been great, but I think we've talked about the fact that, you know, probably needs a rest. He's played a lot of football and it's been a tricky year as well. So I'll give him a 6.5. Wasn't his best game.
Saka?
Yeah.
No, I said Saka was really, before he was substituted, I said to Carl, I said, he's really quiet today. It's not one of his best games. Didn't really contribute as much as I thought he was going to contribute. Didn't do anything terrible, but it was ESR's day, wasn't it? It really was. And I would probably give Saka a 6.5. I find it really hard to criticise him, but he didn't do much. So, yeah. Didn't do anything terrible, but it just didn't do too much.
I think what's really good is that we found alternatives to Saka in the last few games. We've been so reliant on him that, you know, to be able to start getting goals from an Odegaard, and then we saw Gabriel in Europe, three different goal scorers against Olympiacos. I think that's a really important thing. So why don't we go to Lacazette?
Can we just go to Mourinho?
Do we want to say? Yeah, go on. What's he said?
Why do officials do not do post-match conferences and have to answer questions? Harry Kane's header was offside, Mourinho. Get over it. What else is there to answer? Lacazette is a penalty if you know the rules. Just because he's kicked it, it's the law. It's a penalty. That's the end of it. What else is there to discuss? What, that Højbjerg should have been booked ages ago and so should Miller. Get in the bin. Get in the bin.
All hot air.
And as we know, if the shoe was on the other foot, it would be a completely different narrative for him. So he got beaten and that's it.
Over Marvel movies. But honestly, Carl's just said he can't listen to him, so he can't give me any more quotes on Mourinho. Yeah.
I don't blame Carl. Well done. Well done, Carl. Well done.
Okay, let's move on to Laka.
Boom. I thought he was... He started the game, he was really sharp. You could see he was up for it. And I thought he led the line brilliantly. Really did. Listen, I thought, again, pressure spot kick as well to get us over the line. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give Lacazette a 9. I thought he was excellent today. I really did.
PG?
Okay. Yes, I contributed well. I'd give him an 8.5. And I'm really, really pleased with his intensity, his enthusiasm. Just sometimes he needed to be in the box and he wasn't there. You know, when Tierney was whipping the balls in, he just was a little bit slower. But I wanted him to start today and that worked well because they park their frigging bus, don't they? And we need a player up there that can hold the ball. I'll give him 8.5. Yeah. Didn't do anything dramatic, but scores the penalty, you know, 1-0 at the Emirates enough. With 100 million people behind the North Bank, not one. And then he's got to step up and win the game for us. Mm. So he gets an 8.5 for me.
Hey, that's dramatic enough, PG.
I think when your captain gets benched and you come in and not only are you the one who we're relying on to score the goals, but we're also now relying on you to lead the team. Lacazette once again shows his professionalism, overcomes adversity, always works hard, gets stuck in. It wasn't his best game, but he still did all the right things to help the team. He's such an unselfish player. It's unbelievable. And to step up in that pressurized moment and score in a North London derby from a penalty, when most people aren't looking to you to win the game, but then to be the one that is taking it instead of Aubameyang, that's huge. That big shows pressure. His mental strength. For me, just for that, he gets a 9.
I agree. Big pressure, Sophie. Big pressure. Yeah.
It's not just for any game. It's like against Spurs, you know. And
somebody put there, Laka is underappreciated. He is.
He is. We've always said that.
That's what I just said.
You are right. Yeah, he's underappreciated.
We've always said that. Because it's not Aubameyang, is it? But he gives us something Aubameyang can't. And that's that. And this is why Arteta, please have patience with him. As I say every week, there are going to be games we lose. There are going to be players he plays that we don't want, that people don't want to see. But we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And he has, and he's continually to improve. It's just that we're still 10th in the league. That's the problem. But someone said to me the other day, well, you're still 10th in the league. And I go, yeah, well, what'd you win for being 7th?
Mm. Here's the scoop. I think that James brings up a good point. We do sometimes play better without Aubameyang. And then JS says, should have left Lacazette in the game. Because, Kev, there's certain players when you take off or bring on. I've said to you before about sometimes Willian disrupts the chemistry of the team when he comes on late in a game. Taking a player off, the same thing can happen. And I think this is where Arsenal fans maybe see and can appreciate a little bit more what Lacazette does when he is in the game, even when he doesn't have the ball.
Yeah, I think the key for Lacazette when he plays is we've got somebody there who can really hold the ball up. He'll battle the defenders and he'll take the buffeting. He won't complain. But you know what he'll do? He will do the dirty work for some of the midfielders. He would always show for it. He'll always look to receive it, etc. And that makes a massive difference. When you take him off, then you see how we can't hold the ball up front. We're all over the place most of the time. So I think he's proved himself today for sure.
Yeah. Okay, great stuff. How about the subs? Let's do all three at the same time, PG. We had Pepe come on. We had Willian come on. and we had Elneny.
All for me, a 7. Willian, probably 6.5. I was fucking fuming with him when he got the ball in the last 5 minutes on the left. Go down to the frigging corner flag and play it down there. What is it with players, Kev, that don't go to the corner flag and just want to play at 2-1 when we've got to keep the ball? I just don't get it.
We have got 11v10, you know.
Yeah, but it felt like they had 11v10.
Yeah, but
didn't it in the last 20 minutes?
But we have got 11v10.
Yes, but Willian is a professional.
Doesn't matter how it feels like, we have got... See, what he tried to keep the ball. It didn't work out.
He didn't. He passed it, and he lost it. Said.
He tried to keep the ball. We didn't, but that's life, isn't it?
Can we not have a go at Willian, please, today?
No. That's the only one thing I was annoyed with him
about. Moany, man. Too moany.
Oh, shut up, you. But
also, you dropped 2 F-bombs and Matty K is giving...
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry. And there's a couple of people from my work on here that I say I don't swear.
Yeah. No, well, you're lying. All 735 people in live chat now know that you swear.
Oh, I can swear today. I'm not at work. So, anyway, 7 for all of them. I'll give Willian a 7.
Okay. Yeah, let's not go there today. Let's leave, park that one. There'll be plenty of time, I'm sure. Kev, three subs.
The three subs. Look, I'm going to have to agree with PG, believe it or not, but without the swear box. Look, I thought everybody came on. Yeah, Brock the Neck type scenario. Look, they came on. They had a job to do. And the fact of the matter is we ended up winning the game. So they get a 7 just because we won.
Listen, thank you to all 730 of you plus in live chat. I have to tell you, we so appreciate you joining us. And it's so cool that we're able to enjoy a victorious North London derby. No one gave us a chance. You look at every pundit, every paper, always now gushing over Tottenham's resurgence and Bale being back to his best. And they're having the most prolific front line and the Kane and Son partnership breaking
100,
records.
100 odd goals. They were crowing on about the other day.
Right. So, if we all hit the like button just for the fact we beat Tottenham today, I think we would really appreciate that.
But mostly,
thank you for joining us and let us know if you like us or you don't. For me, the subs, Pepe, I thought was fantastic when he came on. He affected the game right away. I would say he had a play in the build-up to the penalty. I think that it was a game that was made for him. There was a lot more time on the ball today. And, you know, again, he's proven that he's been consistent in the times that he's been asked to come on and play to start or as a sub. So he gets a 7 for me. I'll give Elneny, you know, a 6. And Willian, I'll just give him a little 5. A high five.
No problem.
Okay, let's get to the managers. Mourinho and Arteta, but we're not going to rate Mourinho because we don't care. We're going to rate Arteta.
No, let's rate Mourinho.
Got everyone to have fun with that.
Go on, Kev.
I'm going to give Mourinho a 0.1. Just because I don't like the fella, right?
0.1
out of 10. He's got a team there, so-called, who are scoring 100 goals under this newfangled team who are going to be doing so much bits. And he parks the bus. What kind of tactics is that? To me, no. I thought he had the wrong tactics for his players. But Mikel Arteta done a number on him. We've got to work it out. So I give Mikel Arteta a 10 and I give Jose Mourinho a 0.1.
Jose Mourinho gets a minus 54 for me because I don't know how Spurs fans watch that football week in, week out. It's as boring as fuck.
Where did the 54 come from?
I just don't know.
Studio 54
just came to me.
Minus,
I think he's a condescending you-know-what. I think he thinks he's better than he is, and he's not. And I tell you now, if that was his best Spurs team out there today playing football like that, I would never want him. I never wanted him at Arsenal anyway. I wouldn't want to watch football like that. And I know Spurs fans that are not impressed with him. He's so boring. He parks a bus. right? And he's now come out and wants to speak to the ref. I can tell you now that that ref was much more in advantage to Spurs than he was to us. He got his yellow card out to us straight away. He's a disrespectful, arrogant, you know what. He gets minus 54. Now let's flip it, okay, to our manager, who today, and I don't often say this, has been perfect. And I, you know, like he's in my heart. I want him to do so well that, yes, sometimes I won't criticise him, maybe when I should, certain things, because I do believe we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. That man wants us to win. That man wants to take Arsenal Football Club, the Arsenal Football Club, to the top. He wins. He proved that today with leaving out our captain, our striker, pre-game. You don't mess with Arteta, and now everyone's going to know it. If he's dropped Arteta, he'll drop any of them. Aubameyang, and I've loved... Arteta's dropped Aubameyang, he'll drop anyone. And I love his quotes that I've just read out. I love everything about him. For me, he'll get a 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. I can't fault him. There is nothing. When, was it Xhaka or Partey gave the free kick away in the last 2 minutes, 3 minutes, he literally turned his back on the team and just, he was fuming like a fan. And look, I've said it all along. It's been very hard for him, as it is other managers. I'm not saying that, but he was a new manager. He caught COVID. He has no pre-season. He's got all this turmoil at the club. He's got to deal with getting rid of, and what you said, Sophie, was the best window he had in January. He got rid of the click. We've just got to give him time. There are going to be games that we come on here and we go, we were awful. Well, how did we do that when we played Spurs like that? That's what's going to happen. But just give him a season after this one and let's see. And yeah, I know he's going to get all the plaudits tonight. He did pick the team, but that team crossed that line and carried out his instruction. That's all we say. Carry out the instruction. The instruction is right. Arteta, 10 out of 10.
All right. Well said.
A little rant.
Well said. Yeah, I mean, you know, on this show a lot, I hear it's the players. Okay, so when we win like this, we have to credit the players. And today, the players who crossed the white lines that we often talk about on this show performed brilliantly. Mm-hmm. And the manager also managed the game very well. You know, he set the team up to succeed. He was a little bit ballsier. We didn't play scary, I'm scared football today. We came out kind of commanding our position from the get-go, making a statement of intent at home. And I think that we shocked Spurs a little bit. And I think they disrespected us coming into this, to be honest with you. I thought they thought it would be a little bit easier. And what Mourinho probably said to them in the dressing room, Kev, is they are going to make mistakes. And when they do, you are going to be there to capitalize on them. Yeah. And what did we say on the pregame show? It is a game where we cannot afford to make any mistakes. And today, barring a couple of, you know, scary bits at the end, which you could argue were more dealing with pressure and the aggressiveness of a 10-man team versus making fundamental mistakes, we did the most important thing, and that was eliminate mistakes. And I've often said that sometimes a coach gets through to players in a different way on the training pitch at times. I think benching Aubameyang showed everyone, you know, again, who the boss is. And I think today he gets a 9.5. I thought he did a brilliant job.
Nice one, Sol. Nice one.
Yep. Also, I would like to just say something about Harry Kane. He's actually a dirty player, isn't he?
Yeah,
he really is. He's like, he's got two moves, me and Colton, about this, yeah? He backs into our players and never gets booked. How does he get away with it? Did you see the actual push on Gabriel, what he did to Gabriel?
Yeah.
Do you know what I like, though? Do you know how I've often said on this show, and I said it, when we were with Hugh Wizzy too, that Arteta needs one more window to truly build this team in his image, right? Because every really good manager has a team that are in their image. And you see that with Pep's teams, Antonio Conte, Jurgen Klopp. And Arteta is slowly building this team, even though he's inherited some players, in his image. He's able to mold the ones he's bought in himself from an earlier standpoint, right? Jose told his team to be see you next Tuesdays. He said that in a documentary on
Straight
Amazon.
Away. Yep.
Højbjerg, see you next Tuesday. Harry Kane played like a see you next Tuesday today. Lamella played like he's telling them to behave that way. That team is playing in the image of their manager.
Correct. True.
And I'm happy that we're building a culture that is the opposite of that. Now, we need to be a little dirtier and smarter at times. There's no doubt, Kev.
Sof, not the opposite, just not all that. The way that way.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to having to put our foot in and get nasty, we're going to have to do that. You know what I mean?
No, we have to be nasty, right? We've got to be nasty. But there's a difference between being nasty, clever, like Man United, you know? Even in that 90s era, the cleverness of that team was ridiculous, Kev. And that Liverpool team that you played against as well.
They could be naughty, I'm telling you.
Very. I mean, this guy, they're not even disguising it.
No, but they're snidey. There's a difference. Graham Souness was naughty. He weren't snidey about it, was he?
No.
When he did what he did. But Kane is, they're just a snidey club. I've got a little quote from Arteta on Saka, if you want it.
Yeah, please.
Unfortunately, he was feeling his hamstring. I wondered if he had a little bit of an injury. He also said, extremely happy and proud about the way the boys played. We know what it means to our club and fans. It's a shame they couldn't be here with us.
No, true.
That would have been a hot one tonight. Oh my God.
I'd have still been there. Arteta on Aubameyang again. I'd have been at the pins, wouldn't I? And
I would have been at the pins. Definitely.
Arteta on Aubameyang. I made what I thought was the right decision and we draw a line there. We know how important Alba is for the club, for us and the club, and that's it. It's been dealt with now. Let's move on. Good.
I think let him eat a little bit more humble pie. Let him eat a little bit more humble pie. All right? Doesn't mean you bounce.
Olympiakos Thursday.
Let Martinelli play on Thursday against Olympiakos.
He'll come back. It's not happening.
Aubameyang will start on Thursday.
Thought he'd start today.
No. Well, I wanted Lacazette to start today, but everyone thought Aubameyang would start today.
We've played really good today. Why not pick the same team?
Because you're playing a different team.
Hold on a second. When we beat Leeds and he played the same team the next game, everyone said that's really good that he's kept with the same team, a winning formula. I mean, you could argue with that three, maybe one the up. One player you would rest is Saka and bring in Martinelli, give him a shot. But
Martinelli weren't even on the bench.
I wouldn't start Aubameyang. I wouldn't.
He's not going to jump into the team past Alba.
Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't start him. Mm. You know, I'd set a total. I would set a ruthless example, George Graham style.
Question for the people in the chat.
Yes.
What was your feeling like when they scored? Did you think we could come back? That's important because I thought we could come back. I know PG might have been plutzing, but she thought we could come back.
Yeah.
Did the people in the chat think we could come back?
So, Kev, how many games have we made a comeback now in the last five? We've done it against Benfica. Mm-hmm. We did it in the Premier League.
Against Leicester.
We did it against Olympiacos.
Yep. No, we scored first.
We scored first?
Yeah.
There was another Premier League game. Then we've done it again against our North London rivals here, Tottenham. There's another game I'm missing. The squaddies will let me know.
The Burnley game, but we scored first.
Yeah. Anyway, we've done it three or four times.
In the last 5 weeks or whatever.
And we keep coming back from it.
Yeah.
Which is unusual because, you know, we've always been weak sauce.
Yes.
And we've crumbled and we've conceded more goals. And I think that's where he's really changed the team. Is that spine and backbone and showing a little bit more heart and confidence. They're not giving up on the game when we go down.
Yeah, they don't all collapse, do they? He's just come out and said, on the closing stages of the game, we managed those 10 minutes really, really badly and gave them hope. It's a big lesson. Can he say anything wrong today that we disagree with? Honestly.
Today's the day when you're an Arsenal manager. You can get away with anything. If you've won that game and this team have won the game, that listen, there's certain results where you just have to tip your hat off And especially in a time where we're breaking records for our worst things that we've been doing. And Tottenham in December were supposedly going to be Premier League champions, at least a favourite. You know, they've been media darlings for how many years now? And here we are on our knees in a transition where we've not been the best. And once again, we've overcome adversity, just like that 2-0 at the Emirates when Mustafi scored the header, the 4-2 under Emery, and this. These kinds of North London derby, these results, guys, these are the ones you just sit back and enjoy and try not to complain about too much.
And 4 points in it.
I was just about to say, that's really weird, Kev. I was just about to say, we're only 4 points behind them. Is it the same games now or not?
Same games.
Listen, we've just got to keep doing what we do. And we're improving and we're believing and it's getting better slowly. I know I'm not in my PJs now, but I wish I had PJs with red hearts on.
I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do that. Listen, never. For all I've just said, you guys, I'm not sure I could do that.
No, do you know what, right?
I don't know.
The last 15 minutes, I wasn't joking. My heart was racing. I felt sick. I wanted to go out the room. I didn't want to go out there. I don't know what to do. It is the worst bit. And then when they got the free kick with 3 minutes into extra time,
oh my God.
I looked at Carl and I went, that's it. He swore at me and told me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. We're two behind
Liverpool. Now you're censoring your Fs.
That person who just asked.
Yeah,
two points, right? 2 points behind Liverpool.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. If we go ahead of Liverpool and beat them, we're getting Red Nose John on here. That is it. And I actually felt sick. You tell me that an Arsenal Spurs final would ever happen. I honestly don't know if I could watch it.
We've got people, squaddies in the chat.
I think they're young. Yeah, I'm 51. Do you want my heart to just keep? Oh my God.
Well, look, I'm exhausted. Listen, it's not my energy's down, but not because I'm down. That game sucked all the energy out of me. I used it all clenching my fist, hiding behind the sofa. Eating.
Running around the block.
Eating.
Eating like, you know, those things you squeeze to help your wrist get stronger and stuff that. Yeah, I am literally physically, mentally exhausted. I feel like I just went 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. Yeah, I mean, crazy
and
stuff.
And you did get up at 7 a.m., didn't you?
6.
Oh, 6 a.m.
Yeah. Everyone's telling you to be up for it. So listen, it was great. It's brilliant. Listen, there are 800 people in live chat.
They want to keep going.
They want to keep going. And listen, I will keep going if I get 10 likes in the next 10 seconds. I'll keep going. No jokes.
Hit the like button, guys. Hit the like button.
And for all those new people listening, we've got a really superb sponsor called Football Prizes. And every week we give away a free ticket for an auction. And we've given away Kieran Tierney signed shirts, Patrick Vieira, Big Ben chimes when I say positive things like that.
I love it. Big Ben coming on today.
We're giving away an Arsene Wenger signed. And then someone send us some great pictures right now. North London is red shot. I'd love to see that stuff. Gosh, you know, these are the moments where you're walking out the stadium and you smell the dirty kebab from across the street and everyone's buzzing and talking and you're wondering what you're going to eat. You're going to go to the pub and what you're going to eat. Yeah.
So I've put on Elle's comment. Bless him. Look how old he is. Can you see it? Earl,
yeah, let me go
I'm
back
calling
up.
You out, Earl.
Earl.
Yeah.
Good evening, squad. We won. 71. What a relief. I'm 70. Whoa.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
You're like my dad. My dad was messaging. Well done, Earl. Big up
brilliant.
To you.
Absolutely
I know,
brilliant.
Like 2 minutes to go. I was having a heart attack with about 15 minutes to go, honestly. Oh, it's so lovely. Everyone of all ages. Honestly, we know what it means.
And you know, if you remember, do you remember what it was like when we lost at their gaff? Do you remember what it was like earlier on in the season when we lost at their gaff? So let's enjoy it, I'm telling you.
Can I just tell you something? Since I've started my new job, we haven't lost. And as I said to them the other day, and obviously my boss is mad Arsenal, I said, well, it's me, isn't it? Come here. We beat Benfica. We didn't. I don't know who the team was before because I can't really remember.
But the form
now
is three down to
three.
You.
Three and three. I've left my job. I work with Gooners and
Mark,
one Tottenham
loads of chilli sauce.
Dirty kebab. I think it's me.
You know what? Fine. You go ahead and keep thinking it's you. Whatever makes you happy in your little head makes us happy. All right. And everyone's saying you can't quit that job ever now. You're stuck there for life.
My Tottenham director came in the other day and goes, do you always wear red? No, I never wear red for work, really. The twice he's seen me, I've been in red. I said, oh, yeah, I'll just do it for you. Tomorrow, I'm going to be red, head to toe.
Head to toe in red.
Oh, my God, they're making me hungry. They're making me hungry. The smell of the burgers at Highbury. It's the pies. Oh, it is Piebury Corner. That is where I'd always go. I get my pie.
It's all part of that match day experience, isn't it?
Potatoes, the music. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. I usually get a pie to take back with me as well. You know, got to be ready.
Nice one.
We could do a show where we talk about what we miss about being at game day. Maybe next week during international break, we'll do some therapy.
Who have we got next? We got Olympiacos.
Yes.
Then what we got?
West Ham, I think.
Yeah.
West Ham and then Liverpool. Ooh.
They're playing United now, aren't they?
I bet we beat West Ham.
0-0, I think.
Yeah, I bet we beat. I bet we beat West Ham.
Be a good game because they're good and we're good. Right, I have to go.
Au revoir.
Hey, look after yourself. Have a lovely Mother's Day, darling.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your Mother's Day. Take care. Up the Arsenal.
Up the Arsenal. Thank you to everybody in the chat. Thanks for joining us. And Soph and Kev, carry on chatting, but I have to go. All right. Love you both. Bye, everyone.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Super Kev. What a win. When you're a player right now, right?
Let me tell you something. When you're a player, you win that game, you do all the handshakes and all that, and then you get into the dressing room and you look around at your team. You've been written off so many times, Soph, and you won. You know social media is going to be a light. Mm-hmm. You know it's going to be a light. Pats on the back coming. For all the hardship that the boys have been through, they've earned that one today. They really have earned that one today. Amazing win.
Really is an amazing win. And we're going to be looking at it a little bit more this week. I'm sure you're going to have some good subjects for everyone on the Kevin Says segment coming up. You always do. I think there's a lot for us to learn about this team and maybe the influence some of these newer players are having, Kevin. Yes. I mean, Odegaard's having an effect on the pitch. He's also just been made captain of the Norwegian international team. Right. That says a lot about his character and the type of characters that we're building within this squad. Kieran Tierney has been incredible. Saka is wiser beyond his years. ESR also. A lot of the younger players, and some younger than Tierney and Odegaard, of course, is their mentality, Kev, and their purebred love of being a footballer. Eat, sleep, drink, play football. You know, these kinds of young players, they're not distracted by the bright lights. And to see ESR control a North London derby like that today, that was really special. I don't know if people realize just the moment of it.
And look at the players that's on the pitch. And him and Odegaard outshine most players. You know, mm-hmm. together. Can they play together? They dovetail beautifully today. I thought both of them were excellent, but like I say, Smith Rowe was different class. And for about an inch, he scores first. And what a strike it was. Hits a crossbar, you know, beats Lloris hands down, but comes off the underside of the bar and doesn't go in. But listen, again, I just thought these two young players, you could add Saka into that, who has carried the team for such a long time. They haven't got the stigma of being in this team for long periods of underachievement, Sophie. So they're kind of coming in with a fresh mentality and a hunger that's different to some of the others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's rubbing off. I think it's rubbing off. After that Chelsea game, we've seen it rub off on, you know, we saw Xhaka coming out talking and all this kind of thing. I think it's rubbing off on some of the older players, because there ain't many times in my lifetime that I've seen young players leading the way for Arsenal. But they are, and it's brilliant to see.
And there's young players, but there's also kind of more experienced players, obviously like a Thomas Partey who's coming, but is new. new fresh face, doesn't have the stigma attached to the club in any way. Gabriel, he's new, he's fresh. You know, he's coming in. These guys have been given the opportunity of a lifetime too to play in the Premier League for a great club. They're going to take that. These are serious players. You know, these are career players. They're not the fleeting in and out type of player. And when you add that backbone, Kev, to this squad, and then what could potentially come in the summer. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too excited because we played a Spurs poor team and someone wrote that West Ham are going to be tougher. But you've got to give credit where it's due.
Sophie. A poor Spurs team. They've scored over 100 goals. You keep saying...
I'll correct myself.
People
there.
Get lauded. No, people get lauded. They've been lauded.
I understand what I just said. Yeah, completely. No, and I said the same thing at the beginning of the show. They've been lauded and they've scored this and that and they've done whatever. They just played poorly today, but maybe we made them look poor.
We made them play, we made them poor.
So sometimes it's because I think we're unforgiving of our team and we've had so many bad results. We've lost 11 games. We've made so many mistakes. It's hard for us to be okay with being overly, complimentary.
Critical. Yeah, we can't be overly complimentary. Because we're critical, and we have to be critical because of our position. But back to the matter is, I like when that league starts to concertina, and one win could make you jump a few places. Mm-hmm. That's really important.
Yeah, I mean, look what's happened to Everton. You know, up down. City running away with it. We're 2 points behind Liverpool. You said. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is incredible stuff, and there's still 10 games to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anything is possible. Right. Kev, that's what we've got for everybody today. I think what a great day of football. You're going to be busy tomorrow night. You're covering the Barcelona game.
Barcelona game. Yeah, I'm doing the Barcelona game tomorrow night. But I will get you. I will do the Kev Says segment for you. And I can't wait to engage with this fan base because you know what? We can buzz. We've done the spuds and we can buzz. Until we meet Olympiacos.
Exactly. Enjoy it for tonight. Don't take it for granted. We still have a long, long way to go. I can't begin to thank the 800 plus people that joined us in live chat tonight. It means the world to us that you would spend your free time talking football with me, Kev, and Amanda. We love connecting everyone with Super Kev and his thoughts. You won't want to miss his show if you haven't seen it before, Kevin Says. Which we're going to do on Tuesday this week. He literally just answers all of your questions, throws some questions out to you, and then it's a conversation between you and him. We're also going to do our post-game Olympiacos show this week. We've got the fan forum back on Friday. You know the Highbury squad. We'll be churning it out, the lockdown series. But for the meantime, soak it up. Enjoy every second. We beat Tottenham Hotspur today. London is still red. Has it ever been any other colour, Super Kev?
It's always been red. North London is R-E-D red. And you know what? We love you, Gunners. Come on, you Reds!